This is Scott Wells with Scott's Podcast here at the annual Magician's Barbecue at the home of Rex Crago, and I am here talking with Hi Penn. Hello, Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. And as we were chatting, there was something fantastic and quite unique that you were telling me about that I'd like to share with the listeners over here a little bit. Now, you were saying that you were doing some magic with dancing.
Yes.
Now, tell me about this.
I just was asked to participate in the Dancing for Partners program. It's a takeoff on Dancing with the Stars, benefiting our local YMCA in King Winnumble. Mm-hmm. And they picked me to be one of the dancers. They hooked me up with a professional choreographer, and we had to put together a three-minute dancing routine to music, and they had me incorporate my magic into the routine.
So there was magic, actually, as you were dancing type
exactly,
of thing.
Exactly,
with different kinds of music in the background.
Exactly. We had different type of music.
So what did you do, actually? How did you do it?
Well, we divided it into three segments, and the first was a Britney Spears tune called Circus, and we did a light routine where we're throwing lights from hand to hand with the delights. And the next minute, we did Annie Get Your Gun, I Can Do Anything You Can Do Better, and we were each
anything
trying to...
Anything you can do, I can
that's,
do better.
That's yeah. the song, and we were each trying to outdo the other, and I finally had a... We each had a rope, and mine turned into a red silk, and I finally was able to outdo her. And the last minute was really...
And you were dancing all the time,
dancing
too.
During the whole thing.
Interesting.
And the last segment was the Linking Ring routine with four rings that we did to Steppenwolf's Magic Carpet Ride.
Oh, okay, cool.
And it was fun, and I ended up with streamers that went out into the audience.
Yeah. And now tell me something about the development of this routine. Like, how did you come up with this? How did you script it? What made it?
Yeah, it was interesting because my choreographer, the professional dancer, she would come up with a song and she thought that I thought would be a good song. And on one of them, I came up with a song that I thought would be good.
Yeah.
And then she would come up with a song and I would try to figure out what trick would go well with that music.
Yeah.
And it just, some of them didn't work and some of them didn't flow and some of them is just, we had to go back and forth and give and take until we came up with a final
product. And how long
product.
Did you actually work on this before?
Probably a couple of months. A
couple of months, uh-huh. Just for a three-minute routine.
Yeah, for a three-minute routine.
That you
routine.
Only did one time in the world.
And I had, one time in the world, and that's it.
Now, hopefully it's going to be on YouTube, you said.
Hopefully, we're supposed to get a DVD of the event next week. So.
And if we get that posted, you might have that linked as what?
So probably under the Great Hydini.
Hydini.
Because since I'm a physician, I don't know if I want people looking for me in my medical practice, and then they shows me dancing with this 30-year-old blonde. May not look good.
It wasn't your wife. That's right.
It's not my wife.
Or related to you in any way, grandchild or anything.
Correct.
Too. And you finished with what kind of an honor?
I won the Judge's Choice Award, so I won a trophy, and I think we came in second place in the People's Choice, which is popularity for the most votes.
So I got a big trophy out of the thing.
Big trophy, plus a standing ovation.
That has to be just such a great feeling to kind of be creative and look at something of actually incorporating magic into dance. You know, many years ago I taught a magic class, and I had someone who was a belly dancer, and she was going to incorporate magic into belly dancing, and I thought, well, that's going to be strange. Well, next week when she came back to class, that she had a rope routine, and she had, you know, she had music and the timbales, you know, and everything, and dancing around, and then she would, put her hips over next to somebody, and then she had ropes tucked into her under her dress, you know, and they'd pull out a rope, and then another one that she had some scissors, and then she would, you know, cut it up, and basically did a professor's nightmare, you know, type of thing, completely to this, you know, belly dancing music or something.
Wow.
That was the first time I'd ever seen anybody actually incorporate music and dance. And you know, magic, you know, into the dance like that. But you did. So there was no talking whatsoever.
No talking, just dancing.
All mime and everything then too. Now, was the other lady who was the your partner? Was she involved in magic whatsoever?
She knew nothing about magic, so I had to make sure first of all that she would not tell the secrets of the trick.
Sure.
And
swear her to secrecy. That's right.
And I incorporated her into, like, in the Linking Rings. She linked her two together. That
sure.
were already and I linked mine together. We did it simultaneously, so it looked like both of us were linking the rings together at the time. So it was fun doing that.
Well, there you go. There's a little tidbit of information and some advice in case some of you are thinking about trying to incorporate a little bit of magic into your dance routine. That was Hi Penn. This is Scott Wells. Scotty out.